but just be a person in today's society. Dot, dot, dot. So I think different audience members take different things away from it. And at the end of the day, I hope they appreciate the physicality and the the movement at the for the most part, because that's what it is. It's contemporary dance, and that is the main that is what we're doing here.
And I mean, I guess it's a good thing when everyone has kind of like a different approach to it, or it takes away different things from it.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess that's kind of the
Exactly. It's open for interpretation, as is so much of art, which is wonderful, right? So I hope it will get them thinking and talking and discussing with their friend who they went to see the show with. Well,
absolutely.
What the heck was all of that meaning, you know? What does it all mean?
Well, where and when can people see Femillennial?
So today is Wednesday, September 6th. Mm-hmm. We open the show tomorrow, which is Thursday, September 7th at 8:45 p.m. Tomorrow's opening night. We are on at the Waterfront Theater, which is on Cartwright Street on Granville Island. We were there yesterday. It's a wonderful place. I've been to Granville Island before, but it's a lovely place to have a fringe festival from what I'm gathering so far. So the rest of the show times are Friday, September 8th at 5 p.m., Saturday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m., Monday, September 11th at 8:45 p.m., and closing night is Tuesday, September 12th at 7:15 p.m. And so, yeah, all tickets are $15, and you can get them online at www.vancouverfringe.com/events/ Femillennial with two M's, two L's, and two N's. People love to spell it wrong. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It's a tricky one. So, yeah, I hope everyone can come out to the Fringe Festival. There's 89 shows that you can go and watch over the course of the 10 days from the 7th to the 17th. And the festival hasn't opened yet, so I haven't seen any of the other shows, but I'm looking forward to seeing some new ones and seeing what everyone is coming up with here in Vancouver. And of course it's an international festival, so I know there's a show from Japan and there's people from the States, and
that's really cool. Well, it sounds great. We already listened to a song by Nomads, who's featured in your show.
Yes, Nomads Land, yeah.
Nomads Land.
Okay, it's all good.
Do you want to get into why you chose him as an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. So Nomads Land is the alter ego or the stage name of a friend of mine. His name's Nigel Edwards. He is a dancer, music producer, community engager. He's many things in Toronto, and I met him many years ago in more of a dance capacity, more of a dance setting. We've danced together, and his music has a nice blend of sort of hip-hop elements but also melodic kind of contemporary lo-fi kind of feels, I would say. And we experimented working together in different ways. So we experimented with me just giving him an idea and sort of him producing new music. There's a lot of soundbite and voiceovers in the show. You're going to hear Oprah's voice in the show. You're going to hear June Cleaver's voice in the show. You're going to hear Grace Kelly's voice in the show. So we experimented with creating some new sound in that way. And then ultimately, the way that the soundtrack has played out is it's a mixture of his actual tracks. It's a mixture of his track and then kind of mixed in with a soundbite. And we worked on it together. So he would send me some ideas, and then, you know, I do a little bit of audio arranging. So I worked on it a bit myself as well. I'd say that's it in a nutshell. We used tracks from both of his full length LPs, not all of them, just the ones that spoke to me and created a beautiful sound score for a dance piece. So,
it sounds really good.
Thank you.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming here today and talking to us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks. I guess we can listen to another song by Nomadsland.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Shortcut.
Thank you. On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. You're listening to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Burnaby Mountain. And we just had a couple of songs there from Nomads Land, who is the, it's the musical moniker for Toronto artist Nigel Edwards, and is the music that I guess is primarily used in the show sorry, I don't have your microphone on. other microphone. For Femillennial.
Femillennial, yeah.
Who was the guest that that we just had in the studio talking with us. I really enjoyed a few things that that Kylie had to say about the upcoming show and some of, you know, her thinking around.
Yes, definitely.
What it means to you know, represent that femme quality, and you know, thinking about how her grandmother lived, and you know, the difference between that generation and her mother and me, and definitely when she was talking about that, I could see my own lineage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's such an interesting topic itself, just the generational communication. That's very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, did a lot of what she said in terms of, like, your mom having an occupation and your grandmother not necessarily having an occupation and being the homemaker and, you know, maybe a part-time job, is that basically true for you?
I guess in some parts, I mean, I'm not a millennial, so I'm a Gen Z. So, but I feel like my grandma also was a stay-at-home mom. Like, that's definitely, the same for me too. My mom stayed at home for a long time when I was little. I feel like till I was about 8. I'm an only child, and she stayed home with me. My dad worked. And then when I went to school or when I went to high school, that's when she started working again. So yeah, in some parts, it definitely, is similar. But yeah, I don't know how that was for you when you were younger or your generational.
Yeah, my great grandma worked, and I remember my grandma always sort of feeling proud that my great grandma worked. She managed the tobacco factory. Back in the day, and it was a summer gig, so she was able to do that because I guess her dad, my grandma's grandpa, would be at home and able to look after the the troop of kids that they were. And my grandparents always were very entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. And so you know, they ran a hotel motel kind of cabins business in Banff when I was a little kid. And so yes, my grandma worked. She worked her butt off, you know, as co-owner, mm-hmm. cooperator of this business, which I think is different than going out and being employed by a business or being employed by a corporation or whatever. But, you know, before they did that, they were farmers. And so she also worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's what farmers do is that, you know, you don't get a break, right? You drive the tractor,
yeah,
you kill the chickens,
right.
you know, do what it needs to, you do what it takes to get the job done. So, yeah, interesting. Just also thinking about that rural urban idea of what is sort of feminine and masculine.
Yeah.
You know, like I also mm-hmm. remember my grandma because she wore pants mm-hmm. before a lot of women wore pants, you know, and she's, well, on the farm, you wear jeans. Like you're not out there in the fields in your knee-length skirt and your high-heeled shoes, right? Yeah. those are what you're wearing to town. But when you're farming, you're wearing pants. And so mm-hmm. she always thought it was really funny that there was this notion that women didn't wear pants or that they were in, you know, inappropriate garments for women to wear. So
yeah, when you think about it now, like it's, you wouldn't even come up with that.
No.
It's not even a topic, but
One of the other things that I you know, when Kylie was talking about just the creative process that any kind of art and play and experimentation goes into, and how just into and of itself is such a female or feminine energetic mm-hmm. process of, we don't know what's gonna come out the other end, you know, but something's gonna cook and stir and brew and create and become, and you know, that there's something that in that process of playing and experimenting and arting that it is very, the energy is very feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think I liked her. Yeah, the way she approaches it is interesting and really inspiring in a way. I think that really, it's really cool. And I'm really looking forward to see her show.
Yeah.
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 It's, I think, gonna be really interesting. And
I'll be excited to hear your review of it when you see it.
Yeah.
Again, we'll post up the link in the archive of the show that goes up later today on our website, with information on how to navigate your way to the ticket sales for the Fringe Festival in order to be able to see Femillennial. Look at that. I said it. Just rolled off my tongue. Might not happen again. But, any other sort of standout aha moments from the interview or from your conversation with Kylie?
Not in particular. I feel like I was, as you mentioned, most impressed just by her, the process and how she approaches it, and just, yeah, the topic she addresses, feminine and also her generation, the generational communication around it. It's just, that's very interesting. And yeah, I'm really excited to see the show. Yeah,
I really like that also, actually, and it made me think, you know, because they talk about feminism, and, you know, now we talk about intersectional feminism, mm-hmm. and how that is sort of a positionality, I guess, of, you know, how we're looking at what the definition of feminism means and what it means to be feminist and sort of, you know, fight the good fight, mm-hmm. for equality and equity. And that there was the first wave and it had its flavor, and then the second wave, it had its flavor, and then the third wave and it had its flavor. And now we have femillennial, mm-hmm. which is a flavor, yeah. you know, of the feminist movement, mm-hmm. that is particular in all of the ways, all of the different ways, all of the ways that the other waves, you know, kind of had a flavor. And so I thought that was a really interesting idea to sort of percolate my mind with it, because, you know, we, depending on what these generations that we sort of grow up and you know, feel a part of and conditioned by, or, you know, adapted into, we do think in particular ways about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That really changed, I guess, throughout the years and through the generations, which itself, again, is super interesting to me.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna play a last song here for you, also from Nomad's Land, and I have to say that I had so much trouble trying to pull it up on the computer, trying to find it, because it's not spelled as you think it would be spelled. The A's are replaced by V's. So if you're looking up to find more of this artist yourself, it's spelled NOMVDSLVND. And just kind of makes my brain hurt a little bit, but there you go. But we're gonna finish off with a song that Kylie had mentioned plays out at the end of the show that they're doing, and it's called Block. Then Democracy Now! Will be up after that. And of course, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. In fact, I have a really great interview that I pre-recorded last week that you'll hear next week on the Consent Matters campaign through the SVSPO here on campus. And that conversation is between Paula with the SVSPO and Chantel with SF PERG. So do tune in for that. It's a goodie. And without ado, this is Block from Nomad's Land. Thanks for listening.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country.